community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, we've got Joe Melinda. Is that Melinda? Is that right?
Melinda.
We've been saying Melinda.
Oh, I've had all sorts. Melinda. I've had it all.
So it's Joe Melinda. Now, Joe, you're a professional boxer.
Indeed, yep.
Now, this is something I've always wanted to find out about, because I know next to nothing about boxing, to be honest with you. What age did you start boxing? Is it something that you have to start off with a child to be any good when you get to 27? Or
not necessarily. I mean, I started fighting at 22.
Right, okay.
And I've been fighting boys all through my amateur career and as a professional.
Yeah.
Who have probably been boxing since they're 10 years old.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So I think, personally, if you've got a gift to fight, then you can always learn.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just how much you want to learn.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I had to play catch-up, but I have, and within 3.5 years, I turned professional, so...
Because the fitness factor is huge for somebody to step from... And I know you're looking at me and thinking I've got a very lean body... Easy.
Yeah. I won't say one thing.
I look like a dinghy with no top on. I do. So to go from something like me to the weight that you are and the fitness level you are, stop laughing. Fitness level you are is a huge step. Have you always been, especially at the age of 22, have you always been a fitter sort of guy, so you've kept yourself quite lean?
Yeah, I mean... When I was a kid, obviously, my dad sent me to work very early on building sites and things like that. So I had a natural strength from an early age. And then from 17, I was working in a gym.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've always been fit and strong. And then, obviously, that's helped me in my boxing.
That's helped you tremendously,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't... Just because you work in a gym doesn't mean you're going to be fit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had to work extremely hard to turn my body into... Obviously, the boxing side of it.
Yeah.
And it's no matter how good you are, you still have to be fit for 10, 12 rounds.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah.
But you build that through being an amateur, fighting for three-minute rounds. And then obviously when you turn professional with your trainers, you're obviously working hard and sparring hard in the gym. So you build it, but nothing can prepare you for fight night. Well,
I'm recalling a small piece of information I learned off of a documentary on TV that for every minute you fight in the gym, you have to train for 50 minutes. Is that right? That's the fitness level that you have to achieve or something like that. Am I right? Am I completely wrong?
Yeah, because when people don't see fighters and they're coming up to fights, it's making the weight and then the adrenaline of the night.
Yeah.
Which... You can't teach or you can't train for.
Right.
So when you're sparring, if you've like when you turn professional and you've got a 4-round fight, a 6-round fight, you'd still be tired after that, no matter how hard you train.
Yeah.
Because of the adrenaline
and
your nerves and the pressure, especially as a professional, the pressure of obviously we're fighting for money and things like that, and you've got your whole team. You're fighting for.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, family.
Yeah, that's right. So they're all watching you, yeah.
Yeah, so it's adrenaline, and you lose a lot of energy. It's just how you deal with that, and the more fights you have, you learn to cope with that, so...
I mean, the mental side of it must be really difficult to get your head around. I've often wondered, how do you stop getting angry when someone's punching you?
punching back, double up.
How do you stop yourself from getting angry? Because, I mean, we've just had a short conversation off air, and you said if you get angry in the ring, that's it. But you've got to be like some sort of machine, surely, Joe. I mean, you must be trained immensely, mental-wise. It's just...
I mean, getting punched bang on the nose hurts.
I should imagine it
so
does.
So you don't want to get it again.
Yeah, that's right.
But then again, I mean, it's one of them things, you can't teach someone to keep... the nerve, and when they're getting it, to stick to what their trainer's telling them to do. It's very easy just to think, right,
that's it, he's going
I'm
down.
I'm going to knock him out and just start swinging at him, because any top level fighter or any good fighter will just pick you apart and put you on your backside. So you do learn.
That must be so difficult, Joe.
Yeah, sometimes you get it and you don't even remember you've been it. So. So yeah, you soon learn.
So you've got a let me try and get this right now. I want to, otherwise you might smash me. You've got the British middleweight masters title fight coming up this Saturday night at York Hall in Bethnal Green. Is that right?
That's right. Yep, yeah, super middleweight.
So how long have you been training for that particular fight?
My trainer had me in the gym for about 10 weeks before.
Right,
so
okay.
10 weeks it took me to train for this fight.
So between 2 and 3 months it takes you for that one fight to concentrate all your energy and during, I noticed you brought a bottle of water in with you. Is it just water and steamed food you eat before it?
Yeah, it's boring life, especially fight week. I mean, yeah, a bit of orange juice is a treat, fight week. So,
oh, really? Is it
yeah.
that?
It depends if you're comfortable at the weight. I mean, I'm pretty comfortable at the weight, but I have to watch what I eat fight week till the weigh-in.
Yeah.
On Friday,
yeah, yeah.
24-hour weigh-in, so I really have to watch what I eat before. It's just clean vegetables and meat.
Because I know once you take all the fats and the carbohydrates, you don't have to worry about carbohydrates so much because you need the energy, don't you?
Yeah, fight week I take carbs out
right.
just to make the weight, and then
right.
I'll obviously, after the weigh-in, then I'll put all the carbs back in.
Now, once you start to take that out, you take the slightest little bit of carb and your body goes... I'll have that.
Yeah.
I'll hold that.
Yeah, my missus stays away from me fight week, put it that way.
It must give you the hump. It's not.
Yeah, I'm not the best person to be around when I'm hungry. Everyone seems to tell me that anyway. Like, my missus like can't wait for me to go sometimes fight week because she's just had enough of me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Joe, I know you're a Brentwood born and bred boy, and we really, really do wish you all the best of luck for Saturday night. You're 27 now. How long do you want to keep fighting for?
I'll fight till I can. My body will let me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to fight until I'm 33, 34.
Yeah, yeah.
Around that. But obviously, it's a lot of it's how you look after yourself outside
yeah.
the ring.
I mean,
as we all know, like one of my heroes, Ricky Hatton,
yeah.
he used to blow up in between fights, but... sometimes you have to work so hard to get down to the weight again
yeah, yeah.
that it takes its toll on you. So
yeah.
I, my trainers, my strength conditioning coach and my trainer don't allow me to blow up in between fights. They keep me... I have training regimes to do when I'm not fighting.
Yeah.
So I'm always around the weight. I don't normally go over anywhere near a stone over the weight.
Yeah, it is very, very strict, isn't it? You've got to keep your eye on, you know, because I don't know how Ricky Hatton does it, because he's up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And
yeah, but that was Ricky Hatton's way of letting his mind relax as well, which
yeah.
every fighter wants to do. After the fight, all they want to do is just eat and...
Yeah, where's a donut?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, me and... my mate who deals with all the tickets and he's with me in the corner and everything like that, first thing I do is just go to McDonald's. Do 30 quid yeah, at McDonald's.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
And if they close, they will open it. Trust me.
Well, Joe, we really do wish you all the best on Saturday night and come home with the title for Brentwood.
No, I will. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks ever so much. See you soon.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.